presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look at the sky. Look,
it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice. His unbelievable strength is far beyond that of mortal men. Superman, who wages a constant fight against crime and oppression, disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. On a vacation trip, Kent flew down to Central America with Major Evans Dover, noted explorer and archaeologist, and Jack Corboy, the major's pilot, to uncover further ruins of an ancient Mayan city deep in the jungle. After paying their respects to Tasso, the chief, and Kamado, the high priest of the native tribe whose village adjoins the ruins, Dover and Kent set up camp, and then went out to inspect the half-buried city. While they were examining a temple, a heavy stone was hurled down on them, knocking Dover unconscious. Kent, changing to Superman, caught the native who had dislodged the stone and forced him to confess that Kamado, high priest of the tribe, had ordered the death of the two white men who had come in search of the goddess Asta. When Dover regained consciousness, Kent asked him about the goddess. Greatly excited, Dover promised to tell Kent the amazing secret of Asta when they reached camp. If he joined them now, they have just gained the clearing where their tents are pitched. Jack Corboy, the pilot, is coming toward them. Listen.
I wonder what Corboy's doing up here, Kent.
I thought he was supposed to stay with the plane.
Yeah, so did I. What's the matter, Jack?
Hey, where did you two go? I've been waiting for you almost an hour.
I was showing Kent some of the temples, and we didn't realize how long we'd been.
The chief wants to see you, Major.
Tessel? What does he want?
I don't know. A native boy brought the message just after I got here. Said you were to go to the village and see Tassel.
You suppose something's wrong, Major?
No, the old codger probably wants to wheedle some more gifts out of me. But he'll have to wait. Listen, I've got something important to tell you two.
The way you say that, I smell trouble.
Let's sit down here in front of my tent. I'm going to tell you the most astounding thing you ever heard.
Wait till I pull this log around so we can sit on it.
But I'll catch it.
Look.
What's the matter?
Who's log, man? There was a tarantula as big as a silver dollar right on the end of that log where you were going to grab it.
Forgot to warn you about that sort of thing, Kent. In the jungle, you have to examine everything very carefully before you touch it.
Yes, I see that now. Thanks a lot, Corboy.
I got it.
Now, listen, you two. What I'm going to tell you must never be mentioned in the hearing of any of the natives if you'll value your lives.
I knew it. Funny business.
You know this, Corboy, but Kent doesn't. The ruling deity of this tribe is the goddess Ashtar.
A woman?
No, a mummy.
Ashtar was one of the last of the ancient Mayan princesses, Kent, and ruled this city centuries ago. When she died, her body was placed in one of the temples.
The one we were looking at today?
No. Where she's kept is one of the Mayan secrets, one we've got to find out.
If you live long enough.
For hundreds of years, the remains of the Princess Ashtar have been worshipped as a goddess by the natives. But instead of being a dried-up mummy, her body is in a perfect state of preservation.
Say, you never told me that.
How do you mean, Major?
I mean that her hair and skin and features are like those of a living person, one who is merely asleep, instead of one who's been dead for centuries.
But that's impossible.
It sounds impossible, Kent, but don't forget that the ancients knew a lot of embalming tricks that we know nothing about. At any rate, the goddess Ashtar...
Hold on, Major. What is it, Jack? Somebody's crawling through the tall grass behind you. Good heavens. Kamado had a native spying on us, and he's overheard what I've been telling you. Our goose is cooked.
Whoever it is, he's getting away.
Oh, we'll fix that.
Sounds like you got him, Corboy.
Jack, you shouldn't have fired without investigating. Killing a native, even if he was spying on us, is going to put us in a tough spot.
It's too late to think about that now. Come on, we'll have a look at the beggar.
All right.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Is he dead?
It's a huge owl.
I'd have sworn it was a human being trying to sneak up on us.
Well, the joke's certainly on you, Corboy.
It's not the joke you think it is, Kent. The Mayans regard the owl as a sacred bird, guardian of the dead. Killing an owl is almost as grave an offense as killing one of the native priests.
You mean that?
Yes. We'd better leave it where it is behind that bush and hope it won't be discovered. Come on, let's get back to the tent quickly.
Well, tell us more about this lifelike mummy of the goddess Asta, Major. How did you discover all this?
Have you ever heard of Mitchell, the British explorer?
Well, didn't he die in New York about 8 months ago?
Yes. Well, just before he passed away, he sent for me and told me about Ashtar. He got the story from a native whose life he'd saved.
Sounds to me like old Mitchell dreamed up that story. It doesn't make sense.
He swore it was the truth. He was planning to come back here to get Ashtar when he was taken suddenly ill and died.
Didn't he tell you where the mummy is? What temple it's in?
He tried to, but he was too far gone. He repeated the word crocodile two or three times, and then the end came.
Is there a crocodile temple around here?
Not that I know of. But I'm going to find out which temple Astor is in, and then we're going to get her out somehow and bring her back to civilization.
Major, that's court and sure death, and you know it.
Oh, nonsense. I'm certain Kent and I can outsmart any of these natives, including the priests. And if we can lay our hands on the mortal remains of Astor, we're not only famous, but we'll make a fortune. However, we've got to be extremely cautious.
It sure is worth a try, Major, and I'm with you.
Oh, I am too, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Look, Kent, you'd better stay here in camp while I go over to the village and see what the chief wants.
Okay.
I shouldn't be gone more than an hour. Are you going back to the plane, Jack?
Yeah, I'd better keep an eye on our only means of getting out of this place. It'll come in mighty handy if things get too hot.
All right, come on. See you later, Kent.
1 hour passes. 2 hours. Three. Off in the blackness of the jungle, weird animal cries break the stillness of the night. Clark Kent, asleep on a canvas cot inside his tent, is suddenly awakened by shouts.
Coleman.
Hello. Corboy.
That you, Kent?
Yes, what's up?
Is the Major here?
I suppose so. I've been asleep. Look in his tent.
He's not there.
Well, where do you suppose he is?
Something's happened to him.
What makes you think that?
A little while ago, old Tassel, the chief, came down to the bank where the plane was moored. He was looking for the Major.
You say the Major never showed up at the chief's hut after leaving here?
Yes, not. Left him at the edge of the clearing and went on down to the river. Now, last saw him, he was heading for the village.
Wait a minute. Did the chief send for him?
Yes, and when the Major didn't show up, Tassel thought he was on the plane.
You don't suppose the Major suddenly decided to go scouting around among the ruins looking for Astor's temple, do you?
Why, Georgie, he might have at that.
He's so excited about that mummy, he's apt to do anything.
And if you ask me, I think he's crazy. You can't make me believe that... Now, what's that?
Don't shoot, friend.
Don't shoot, Corboy. It's a native.
See what I told you about these birds sneaking up on you? Come over here.
Friend. Friend.
What do you want?
Bring word. White chief.
Does he mean Major Dover?
Yes. What about White Chief?
Kamado got down deep.
Kamado? That's the high priest, isn't it?
Yes, he's grabbed the Major. Where is he?
Hey, what? The native's disappeared.
Well, he can't be far away. I'll get him.
Corboy, wait a minute. You'll never catch him in the dark.
But what did he do? Dover's life isn't worth a plug nickel if the high priest got him.
That native said Kamado's got the Major down deep. Do you know what he meant?
The only thing I can figure he meant is down in the earth.
Exactly. And that must mean one of the half-buried buildings some of the temples are built on.
That's a good guess, but which one? There's dozens of them.
Corboy, I've got a hunch, and I'm going to follow it. In the meantime, you go back to the plane.
No, I'll stick with you. You couldn't do anything alone in the jungle. You'd get lost in 2 minutes.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not as, well, as inexperienced as you think. Besides, you ought to be on hand to guard the plane in case of an attack.
That's right. What are you going to do?
Well, you get back to the plane. I'll tell you more later.
Okay, but I think you're crazy to try it alone.
Oh, don't worry. I can take care of myself. And I'll come back to the plane as quickly as I can.
All right. I'm on my way. Good luck.
Thanks.
Now that I've gotten rid of Corboy, Superman can get to work. I'll fly over the ruins and locate the temple where they're holding Dover. Up, up, and away! Faster, faster! Ah, here we are over the ruins. There's the Temple of the Warriors. I wonder if my hunch was right. My supervision certainly is helpful now. Right, yes, by golly, there is Dover in a dungeon under the temple. I must get to him. Down, down! Thank heaven there are no natives around the entrance. Now to get in. Oh, this stone door's solid, all right. But it can't stand up against Superman. There we are. Now, down these steps, fast. Along this corridor. Ah, there's the dungeon up ahead. Natives guarding it. Faster. Look at them run, scared to death. It's a good thing I won't have to stop and fight them. Ah, here we are. There's Dover lying on the floor in the dungeon. Looks as if he's done for. Ripping out this iron door ought to be easy. Hope I'm not too late. Dover. Major Dover.
It's Clark Kent, Major.
Kent?
Yes.
And where am I?
You're in the dungeon underneath the Temple of Warriors. The high priest captured you.
Kamado.
Yes.
Kent, we're done for. He's got us both.
He didn't get me. I've come to take you out of here.
How did you get in?
Well, the stone entrance door wasn't completely closed. Can you walk, Major?
I guess so. I'll try.
All right. We'll have to hurry. There were some natives guarding this dungeon, but I chased them away.
Well, let's move. Kent, it's too late. The priests are coming in. They're the most bloodthirsty members of the tribe. We're trapped.
We can make it if we run.
It's no use. They're coming from both directions. Oh, I'm sorry I got into this, Kent.
They haven't got us yet. Major, look. Look at that wall. A section swinging out.
And this is the end. The priests are coming through a secret passage.
Dover, look. Someone is beckoning to us from behind that secret door. Come on.
No, Ken, no, keep back. It's a trick.
Trapped in an underground dungeon beneath the ruins of an ancient Mayan city deep in the Central American jungle, Clark Kent and Major Dover hesitate. Closer and closer come the fierce native priests, howling for revenge. There is only one way of escape, through the secret door. But who can tell what danger is lurking there in the shadows? What will Kent and Major Dover do? Tune in next time and follow this exciting story of perilous jungle adventure with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.